Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.
Hello, this is Reverend Don Lewis coming to you from witchschool.com. Are you looking for the best in pagan and magical education? With more than 12,000 pages, witchschool.com is like having your own personal library with individual learning assistants to help you study. And Witchschool's Anyone, Anytime, Anywhere education system is available any place on earth, anywhere you are and anytime you want it, as long as you have an internet connection. Witchschool's lifetime memberships are a great value. They really do last a lifetime. They've been there for years, and they'll be there for years to come. So get your membership today at witchschool.com.
Hey, God.
evening, good morning, good night, good second breakfast. Whenever you are, wherever you are, welcome to Lunatic Mondays. My name is Laura Gonzalez, and we are live. We are live tonight with Sandy Fu, and we're very happy to be here on Lunatic Mondays tonight. I have been sleeping all day because I was working all night, so if my voice is a little weird, it's a little weirder than usual, is because I'm weird. That's, you know, Lunatic Mondays, whatever can happen. So our guest tonight is Sandy Fu, Sandra DiCosta from Tribe Natanton. And she says on her bio, I am Sandra DiCosta, Sandy Fu, a founder member of Tribe Natanton in Joliet, Illinois, where I represent the Elemental East. I belong to the UU Church of Joliet. I'm a Reiki master teacher. I minister to my tribe. I am an editor. I edit short pieces and book-length manuscripts. I am a jewelry artist. My business is the Food Tribe. An activist, a writer, and sometimes an English teacher. Organization bio. The Tribe Natanton is a predominantly Celtic pagan group. We grew out of an existing pagan circle that was born in the early 1980s. We follow the traditional wheel of the year, and our rituals are fairly conventionally Wiccan, except when they are not. We like to leave holes in the ritual for spirit to move in and inspire us. We expect our members to ask and help design their own rites of passage. We expect members who really care to help plan and execute rituals. If one claims a spiritual practice, one should actively participate. Pagan is as pagan contributes, so to speak. My dear Sandy Fu, good evening, darling. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I don't know where I am. I've been sleeping all day. I was working all night. This is crazy, and it's Lunatic Monday, so here we are.
Yeah, how you doing? We do what we can, eh?
Well, there's no other way, honey. We already have people on the chat room. We have Darren, we have Hippie Janet, and we have a couple of guests. And let me tell you very quickly, for those people who are connected as guests, if you signed up, or rather, if you sign in to the Blog Talk Radio page, if you sign in to Pagan Scenario Radio Network with your Facebook persona, then you can participate on the chat room. Otherwise, you will be as guests. We can see you, but you cannot interact, and half of the party happens on the chat room. So we encourage you to sign in and participate on the chat room. My dear Sandy Fu, I haven't seen you in forever. It's been one
week. I know,
it's
weeks. Weeks, literally weeks.
Literally weeks.
Yes.
This is so much fun. This the season of the witch, and for those of our listeners who don't know you and don't know where you are, tell us a little bit about the tribe. What is the tribe, where you're located, the whole shebang?
Well, we're in Joliet, Illinois, and we meet at the Universalist Unitarian Church in Joliet in Covenant Woods, right behind. And it's a beautiful little spot not too far off of Highway 55. So we're very easy to get to, and we have a lot of fun. We're a very social group. What we are is a melting pot. Most of us have our own private practices, but as a group, we create our own tradition so that we can all celebrate together. And we're an open circle, so people can come and visit us and not have to be an actual member.
Mm-hmm.
Which we think is a lot of fun.
How often do you meet?
We meet for all the Sabbats, and we have a full moon ritual every month. And every now and then, we have a new moon. And occasionally, we do rites of passage. And so we have social activities. We have a meetup coffee the last Monday of every month at a Panera in Romeoville. And we have a Friends Of Facebook page. We have a website. We have a Facebook group. We have a Yahoo group, actually, too, but we don't use it very much anymore. It's more like our electronic Book of Shadows than anything else. And we try to get together as often as we can, which can be hard because everybody works, etc. But
yeah.
We have a nice close-knit group.
And how long has the tribe been meeting?
This group has been meeting in its current state since about 2003. This is a group that came from one that was started in the 1980s, started by several women in the UU church. And we moved to the woods behind the building. When the church moved into this building, a few years later, the pagan group moved there as well. And we officially became Tribe Natintan in 2003 and built our stone circle and dedicated our grove and initiated, not really offices, but elders, a council of elders with a small e in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a while now.
Yes. Every now and then I'm looking through my book of shadows and I'll find when we go to get inspiration for our next Sabbath planning. And I'll look back and see these things from 2002. And I don't have copies of anything we did before that. But it's really fun to see how we've grown, how we've changed, and the ways in which we've stayed the same, trying to stay true to our Celtic roots.
Mm-hmm. So you've been on this group since the 80s.
I personally did not arrive until about 99. Scott and I moved to Joliet in 1997, and it took me a little while to find the pagans. And
mm-hmm.
once I did, there were all these shifts in leadership and people moving, and I ended up being one of the people in charge. And
mm-hmm.
so now there are five of us who essentially lead the group and organize things. Yeah, it's
so
been a long time.
And I'm going to take you even a little bit longer back, because when you moved to Joliet, you were already a pagan. So a little bit to get to know Sandy better, because
mm-hmm.
we're going to be talking about the Triskel Trade craft show later, but I want people to know a little bit. I want people to know you and love you like I do. And I want to know a little bit of your history. So in 98, you were already a pagan. How did you enter pagan work?
Well, what I did, I was living in Springfield. I was working at a lovely public university and I was having a wonderful time. And I met some fun people who attended pagan events. And so I started going to the Edge of Perception Collective in Springfield, Illinois. And I went for a few years, then I moved up here. And when I moved up here, I tried to go back to the Catholic Church because I had a small child and she was in a Catholic school in Springfield. And I wanted her transition to be easier. So I put her in a Catholic school up here, and it was somewhat disastrous. And so I met all these wonderful people, social justice people, that I wouldn't have met otherwise. And then a few years later, when I could not be Catholic anymore, I had found the UU Church. I had found my pagan friends. And so then I made the transition when my daughter graduated from elementary school. And so I was a pagan, and then I tried to go back to being a Catholic, and then I came back to paganism. So I've been
mm-hmm.
born again. I'm a born-again pagan.
You're born-again pagan. Like many of us recovering Catholics, there is a great number of recovering Catholics from the pagan community, from what I know. But we are not here to talk about other people's religions. That is very respectful, and we get along with everyone because all you
yes,
have to
we
do is play nice people. Play nice
sure.
people. Hippie Janet says in the chat room, I'm a recovering evangelical Christian.
I, you know, we used to joke that there's really no recovering. There are certain things I don't really want to recover from. I had actually a lovely experience and did not run away from the church with my hair on fire because I met a bunch of really cool Catholics right here in Joliet at Sacred Heart. And I once delivered the sermon on International Women's History Day. Our parish priest, Father Ray Lesher, asked me to do that. And so I did not feel alienated, except that I felt alienated. It was more a matter of, I don't believe this, so I can't say it anymore. So why am I still here? I can't get into the chat room right now. That's why I sound a little distracted. I've been trying to get into the chat room, and it's not it doesn't seem interested.
Don't worry about it. Whenever they move, whenever they show that they're alive, I will let you know what they're saying. Like right now, Hippie Janet says, my views in paganism is why I left friends, no foes, and actually left because of arguing with Wiccans. Are good people. Yeah, I mean, you're going to have good people and bad people. In my experience and in my own very personal opinion, I think people are good and there are people who are not so good. And that is regardless of their faith or their path or their tradition or their philosophical path or beliefs, you know? And
yes,
I mean, there is a lot of traditions on the Mexican culture that if they didn't syncretize with Catholicism, we wouldn't have them. And one of them is the most beautiful tradition that has been embraced by the whole world, which is the Day of the Dead. If it wasn't for the Catholics trying to stop us, we wouldn't have Day of the Dead. You know? So kind of the same that happened with Halloween. If the Christians didn't try to stop the Celts from celebrating Samhain, we wouldn't have Halloween.
There are a lot of traditions that the church preserved for us, and not intentionally, but we got to rediscover later on that we would have lost a lot of Yule traditions, a lot of spring equinox traditions, a lot of those things. If you go back and look, it's very easy to see the connections. You don't want to gloss over differences, but you do want to be grateful that these things are still around.
One of the very many lessons I learned from Marty Couch here in Chicago was people used to come to the Center of the Elemental Spirit, and they used to say, "Oh, the Christians stole our holidays," and Marty is an excellent person, and he will say, you cannot believe that someone stole your faith off of you. That is not possible. It cannot be stolen. If anything, they like it and they adapt it. Another great teaching that I remember from my mother saying, like when the conquest happened in Mexico, and yes, it was terrible, and yes, we were slaves, and all this horrible genocide happened to the Mexica people and etc. But my mom used to say, we fall in love with each other. Literally. We fell in love with each other. The two cultures could not separate.
Yeah, you know? So, that's beautiful.
I mean, there is a lot of blood and sweat and tears and then syncretism, and then here we are. So,
yes,
what
we'd
can
like
we
to
do?
Pretend that we were victims, but, you know, we've all victimized someone else. When I look at my own heritage, every side of my family has done either been the victim or victimized. So I can't really point too many fingers at this point.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, we're all over the place. We're talking about all kinds of things, but it's the same that happens with like immigration, you know, when people say, oh, the way Mexican immigrants are treated in the States, and people in Mexico are like, yeah, have you looked at how we treat Salvadorians and Ecuadorians and Guatemalans? It's the same thing, you know? So I say it again, play nice, people. Just play nice.
Right.
It is possible. So
right.
Something I recently discovered about you, and please don't laugh at me on the radio, okay, Sandy?
I will try not to.
I recently discovered that Fool is not your last name.
No, it's my nickname. I'm sorry, I thought you'd do that. My legal name is Sandra D. Costa.
Until I know your name was D. Costa because you joined us a few months ago. But it wasn't until I saw the food dogs on your front step that I'm like, oh,
that's it.
So tell us how that beautiful nickname came to be.
When we moved into this house, my sister bought me a set of food dogs. They matched back then. They were darling, and we would always drive up and pull into our driveway and say, those food dogs are fabulous. I mean, this is the house of the fabulous food dogs. And then when I reestablished my jewelry business and started vending and doing shows and having house shows as well, I started calling myself the Food Tribe, mainly because I'm Sandy Foo, but I can't do any of the things I do by myself, you know, in terms of vending and setting up and having the support I need to be an artist. That I need my husband for, and I quite often have friends helping out, or we vend together, and so my artwork has always been a tribal effort. So that's how I became the Food Tribe, and I realized a couple of years ago, a friend of mine was saying, you know, no one knows your Costa anymore. Everybody thinks your name is Foo. I have had people write checks to me, written out to Sandy Foo. The bank let me deposit them.
That is so wonderful. Your bank, God bless them.
I know.
Seriously.
I know. I'm wondering if it's just because there's that one particular teller that I like a whole lot, and we see each other all the time. She's always the one who's there when I come to get my cash before I do a show, you know, when you get your ones and your tens and your fives and your twenties, and she's always the one who counts that out for me and is there when I'm making my deposit. She's like my personal bank teller, I guess. And maybe it's because she already knew who I am that she didn't demur. She just went ahead and did it.
That is fantastic. I mean, thank God and Goddess for good bank tellers.
Yes.
You know, and that is so old fashioned. I can't believe it still happened. You know, because most places are like, you had to bring birth certificate and a vial of blood to let them know it's you. And it's kind of weird. Well, we are on the eve. Well, not on the eve precisely. We're a few days away from the Triskel Trade Show, and we were going to announce the show, but the website of the show never announced that you were going to be here. So it was nice having you. Goodbye.
Fine. What website?
Well, the website for the Triskel Trade Show. I don't think it is, but it's okay.
Oh,
but we're here, and we've been telling everybody, and everybody's here. Let me tell you, Darren is here, and Hippie Janet is here, and Hunter Dowell, who never fails and is the best fan that one can ever wish for, is also here. So everybody's here, and we are all eager to hear about the Triskel Trade Show. However, it's music time. So
I'm sorry.
I say it's music time. So we're gonna have
okay.
A little song. Do you like Spiral Rhythm?
I do.
I love I Am Pagan, and I love the deity song that they have. Which one do you like better?
Come and Dance with Me.
Let me see if we hear Come and Dance. I am looking at whatever we have here for spiral rhythm. Da, da, da. When you hear me doing weird noises like that, it's because I'm looking for music. Harvest Song, Spirit of the Green, Elemental Chant, Freedom, I Am Pagan, Life Circle, Moon is High, Mysteries, One Spirit, Pella Rising. I don't think we have Come and Dance.
Then
I'm sorry.
Choose your favorite.
Oh, well, I guess I'm going to have to do that then. There
okay.
is one that I love very much from their collection, Mysteries. And since we were talking about playing nice with everybody, why don't we listen to Mysteries? Because there's a whole lot of deities and incarnations of the divine that are mentioned on that song. And we love Spiral Rhythm. They were here with us a few months ago, and they're fantastic. So we'll be back in about 4 minutes. This is Spiral Rhythm, with Mysteries.
I call Hecate, I call Diana, I call on Isis, I call Astarte, I call the Lady of Three, the Maiden Mother Crone.
Yeah.
with the strength of our power.
Listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.
Thanks for listening. This is Lunatic Mondays, Lunes Lunaticos, either in English or in Espanol. We are under the same moon in Lunatic Mondays. Every other Monday, the show is in English. Every other Monday, the show is in Spanish. The very easy way for you not to get confused is really easy. If you see that your calendar says Monday, the show is going to be in English. If your calendar says Lunes, the show is in Spanish. Isn't that easy, Sandy?
Yes, it is.
It's very like easy. There's no room for confusion. Los Lunes is in Español. Mondays is in English. I know it's an extremely lame joke, but I love it, and I keep repeating it. Because when people ask me, so when is it going to be in English? And I say, Monday.
That's great.
Hunter Dow says, I mean, I get it. And I can hear his voice saying it. I mean, I get it. This show is my dog next door is not agreeing with my joke. I hope you cannot see it. Well, it's the time of the year that we can finally have the windows open. And the dog next door is like, what's happening? Okay, so let me tell you what's coming to this show, Sandy, in case you want to keep joining us. Every other Monday is in English. So October 17th, we will have Aaron Marsh, and we will be talking about mythology, fairy tales, and the whole beautiful mythology thing that we pagans love so much. On the 31st of October, we will have a repeat show. We will be doing Circle Talk Radio. We're very, very generous with us, and they allow us to repeat a show that we did back in 2015 about Day of the Dead. And I found that, well, since I'm not going to be around, it's a good idea to repeat that show for those that cannot assist to my workshops, and they can listen to a little bit of the mythology and philosophical beliefs of the Nahua people and how it merged with Catholicism and it's today Day of the Dead. So that's going to be October 31st and October 17th for those who speak English. For those who speak Spanish and would like to join us, on October 10th, we will have Nubia Lasso, and she's going to be talking about autosustentability. It's a long word, but in Spanish, it's even longer. Autosustentabilidad. And then on the 24th of October, we will have Darío Iván Rosati directly from Rosario, Argentina, talking about I Ching, and that is going to be fantastic. Also, we are on the route of celebrating our first anniversary of this show, so stay tuned because there's going to be surprises for the first anniversary show.
Nice.
And in November 14th, beginning the celebration, we will have Dr. Susan Harper. She's going to be talking about activism, paganism, and goddess traditions. And on November 7th, Dr. Kristen Ortiz is going to be talking about the exact same thing, but in Spanish. So from two parts of the world, two different doctors, two different priests and priestesses of the goddess are going to be talking about activism, paganism, and goddess traditions. So that's going to be great. Another announcement, and I'm done with my announcements once I say this. This show is moving. This show is moving. We listen to you. Our listeners, haha, that sounded funny. We listen to you, our listeners. People were saying the show was coming a little too late, especially people who are not on Central Standard Time and are not crazy owl night people like me. They were saying the show's a little too late, Laura. So we're moving an hour earlier, starting on December, the first Monday of December. We will start this show at 8 o'clock. And then we will go until our guests decide that we can go. Sometimes it's an hour, sometimes it's 2 hours. And if we're crazy and lunatic enough, we will go the 3 hours. We have been gifted all that time by witchschool.com and Pagans Tonight Radio Network, and we're very thankful for that. So that being said, now I'm going to be quiet, and I'm going to let you tell us about the Triskel Tradecraft and Vendor Show that will happen on October 8, 2016 at the Universalist Unitarian Church in Joliet. That is 3401 Jefferson Street on Joliet, Illinois. I will give you the microphones now. Sandy, tell us, how do you guys came about with this wonderful show and what's going to happen?
Well, a lot of us bend and we find ourselves at the same shows all the time, and so we decided to have our own. So we had our first one last spring in March, and it was a lovely day. I think we had hundreds of people come through the door, and we put it together rather quickly and didn't have a lot of time to advertise, and we got a great response from the community. And this is such a wonderful time of year, especially for pagan people. It is the season of the witch. This is the networking season. I love the fact that I've been able to go to all these wonderful events, and at every event, I would, of course, promote my own. And so we are expecting a lot of people to come through the door at the UU Church. We have, let's see, we have 20 vendors inside the building, and we have 12 vendors outside of the building. So when you pull up to UUCJ on October 8th, you will see that festive cluster of tents that we all associate with fun and festival out on the lawn. And then you can come inside, and we'll be doing raffles all day. And we are having, I might mention, two fabulous workshops by Ms. Laura Gonzalez during the day. Okay. You are going to present at 11 o'clock a.m. and again at 2 p.m. And I'm really
Laura
excited
Gonzalez.
Because Laura Gonzalez, your
sounds familiar.
our very favorite host, radio host. Well,
that is
and I'm
fantastic.
Really excited for your Day of the Dead one. Really excited about that. Yeah, I want to get the real deal, not the, you know, drugstore variety Day of the Dead decoration stuff. I want to hear the actual stories. And then you're going to be doing one at 2 p.m. on the Tarot.
Yes.
And that's going to be really popular, too.
Yeah,
I'm
a little bit nervous because I know very fantastic colleagues are going to be there listening to the Tarot of Healing Tool workshop. And believe it or not, one gets nervous when you're amongst your colleagues and peeps, because it's like, okay, I hope they don't crucify me for what I'm going to say, but I have to say it because that's what my workshop is about, you know? And but it's going to be great. I am very delighted, right?
Well, you'll
be
both.
There. Oh, I hope so. Oh my God, I'm sorry. Coughing up along here on the live radio. We're very excited to be there. This is the second time we're going. Last time you did it wasn't last year. It was in the spring, right?
Yes, it was in March.
Okay.
I think it was March 6th. And, I don't really.
Yeah, it sounds about right. My time was cut short because I had another commitment in the afternoon. And then there was a local reader that we shared the space with. And, you know, we decided, hey, let's just cut it short and go back home. However, this time we're going to be there the whole day. And we really want to enjoy the fair craft and to see all the vendors and spend time with everybody. And so Sandy Fu and I put our heads together and we're like, hey, what if we do workshops? Will that be something that people will be interested? And they say yes. And I'm very happy to be able to be there. The Day of the Dead workshop is going to be amazing. The show that is going to be repeating on October 31st talks about mythology and the Nahuatl traditions or the Mexica traditions all the way through Christianity and today's celebrations. However, there were holes. There was information that was missing. And when we presented this workshop in Circle Sanctuary last Samhain, I opened the workshop telling them I either retired this workshop or learn more. And I was very, very blessed because it was almost the next day that my teachers of Nahuatl started teaching exactly the very things that I was missing. And then I came across books and other sources of information. And I guess the divine was like, hey, here's what you were missing. So I was telling Sandy, if you come to the Triskel Trade Show and come to join us on the Day of the Dead workshop, you will have the new and improved 2.0 Day of the Dead workshop.
Nice.
Which is fantastic. Yeah, it's great. It's going to be great. But enough about me. And please tell us about every single person that will be there. Who will be vending what? What time is beginning? What time is ending? What time is the dancing? What time is the party? And what time is the drinking?
After cleanup is the drinking. We are going
okay.
to be...
We'll help clean
yeah,
up.
Yeah, see how we are. The fair is running from... Is it 11 or 10? Till 5 p.m. Okay, it's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then, you know, vendors will already be there and be set up. And there's restaurants close by, so if you get hungry. And there will be some people selling some yummies, but no actual, you know, like food service. But there's lots of places close by, so you can go get something to eat and come back. Because it's going to be an absolutely gorgeous day. We have, do you want to hear a list of the vendors? Ms. Laura?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
we have the. Okay, inside we have the Naked Parrot, and they do all sorts of fun accessories. We have Zenchimi. We have the Beauty Boutique by Jenny. We have Useborn Books and More. Books. Simply Soaps by J&E, and we have Shadow and Creations. There's going to be a Mary Kay Cosmetics person there. We have Lupsis Creations, Cutie Key Jewelry, Scentsy, the Food Tribe, of course. And I will be sharing some space with the Wayfaring Soul so we can both run away and have fun and still have our booth manned. We have Chris Ann Creations. We have LuLaRoe Clothing. We have Jenny's Essential Oil Creations. We have Made in Sasha's Hand. Henna by Rachel, one of our tribe members. She's very good. We have Corky Cans, Perfectly Posh, and DT Creations. That's just inside. And then outside we have Dipped Delicacies, and that's going to be the yummy stuff. We have the Mailman doing chain mail. We have the Pink Zebra. We have Dreaded Genocide, that's J-E-N-O-C-I-D-E. Unique Visions by Jen. Ooh, Spoon River Soap Company. Cheekers, Gemstones, and Jewelry. Oak Moon Crafts. And it's Oak Moon Crafts, that's Jenna, who does all of the organizing. Bless her for her patience and wonderfulness. We have Moonchild Creations, Nadia Capella Satana, Magical Matthew is going to be doing readings, and surprise parties. So we've got a full slate of all sorts of interesting and unique vendors appearing there. It's going to be wonderful. And let's see, after we get cleaned up, then the party starts. We haven't decided where it is yet, though.
Well, I think it's going to be fantastic. I'm so happy to see names of people and vendors that I know, because we are indeed a great big family, and some of these people I know from Chicago, so it's great that they are taking the, oh my God, trip to Joliet. It's like going to another world.
I do. Whenever I'm in Chicago at an event, I always tell people, we're not very far away. It's really easy to get here. And I tell my friends in northwestern Indiana, we're like, we come see you. It's your turn to come see us.
Yeah, it's very centric, and it's really easy to get there. Even for people like myself who don't drive, you can take the Metro train from Chicago and downtown. And you get right there in Joliet, and I'm sure somebody will give you a ride, or you can catch an Uber, or you can have a friend. By the way, big shout out to my friend Mariana, who is going to pick me up from the train. Thank you, Mariana.
Good.
I love you, honey. Yeah, she's
good.
The train arrives at 10, so I will be there just in time to begin the worship at 11. And that's going to be great. I'm very happy to see all the people that are going to be there, and co-organizer, whose name escapes me all the time.
Jenna.
Jenna, uh-huh. I love you. If I do that again, Jenna. she's allowed to give me in the hand and go, bad witch. People don't know what happened. Should we tell them?
Sure. You tell them.
Tell a story on yourself. Oh my God, it's awful. Well, I get to, I'm very, very blessed to know a whole lot of people. Sandy and I are on the phone quite often, and when we're not on the phone, we're on Facebook chatting and whatnot. And I see her on Fort Wayne, Indiana, and she comes to say hi, and I'm like, hi, honey, we met before? And she's like, I'm Sandy too, Laura. I'm like, oh, hi, Sandy.
It doesn't help that I don't use a profile picture. You know, it's my logo is my profile picture. So people do tend to forget what I look like. And they get to be astonished all over again at my incredible beauty. That's our new story, Laura, and that's the one we're sticking to.
I was puzzled by the beauty of the person, and I was like, oh, my God. I know.
Yeah.
So this happened in Fort Wayne, Indiana, about a month ago, 2 weeks before Pagan Pride in Chicago. So when I finally realized I'm talking to my dear friend Sandy Fu in person, I told her, if I ever do that again, hit me in the hand and say bad witch, because I must remember your face. So fast forward 2 weeks, and I see Jen, and she sees me, and we smile at each other. And she opened her arms, and I gave her a hug, and I say, hi, honey, how are you? And I say, I know you, but I don't know who you are. And she says to me, I'm the one that organizes the craft bending. And I still go like, oh, the one up north and like Rockford? And she goes, no, in Joliet. And my face just went to the floor like, oh, yeah, I know who you are. You almost forgive me. We get to know you in person, and then we get to friend you on Facebook. And then we build this magical Facebook friendships and even fun friendships.
Right.
But we don't see each other every day. So when I get to see you, I'm like, I know you.
I know who you are,
but I don't know who you are. Does it happen to you too?
Oh, absolutely. I remember running into someone at an event, and I said, I don't remember your name, but I remember I like you a lot. And mm-hmm. she's like, oh, good. And you know what? I can't think of her name right now.
God.
So you were not alone, my dear.
Must be a pagan thing.
let's say that. Let's say that.
Because we're
that's,
pagan.
That's better than any alternative. You know, it's those moments of mere humanity.
Yeah. Let me tell you that there is a bunch of people on the chat room that are listed as guests. And we have a whole lot of people listening to the show live. Thank you so much for being here. For those who will listen to the show when it's recorded and archived, you know it will be archived on the Pagans Tonight Radio Network archives, and it will also be archived on the iBox channel for Lunatic Mondays, Lunes Lunaticos. And whenever you want to listen to it, you can find it on our Facebook page, Lunatic Mondays, Lunes Lunaticos. There is a little icon that says app. And when you click on it, it takes you directly to the iBox channel. And you will see there, you know, Sandy Fu talking about the Driscoll Tradecraft and Vendor Show. And or whichever other show that you want to listen to. We have by now about 40 shows, maybe. I mean, we've been doing this for almost a year now. So one per week, there has to be at least 30 in there. And we're very happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit for those who don't know, for those of us who don't know, what is the UU Church and how do pagans fit in there?
Oh, that's a nice one. The Unitarian Universalist Association is nationwide, and the UU Church is also a worldwide organization. In the 70s, two small churches, the Unitarians, who were a monotheistic tradition, and the Universalists, they had populations that were shrinking in their churches, and they decided that they had enough in common that they could join forces and create a whole new denomination called the Unitarian Universalists. Here in Joliet, it was the Universal Church, which historically was the biggest, and all the big movers and shakers and cultural leaders went to the Universalist Church, so we kept that word first. When they joined forces, they came up with a new set of principles and purposes that defined this liberal tradition, and there are some Trinitarian churches, Trinitarian Christian churches that are members of the UUA. Ours is not one of them. They are liberal, they are progressive, they are open and affirming to everyone, and we draw our tradition from Christians, Jews, Muslims, Baha'i, earth-based spiritualities, Native Americans, Buddhists, Jains, all of the major religious traditions. And If you are in agreement with the principles and purposes of a UU church, you can join. And they added the earth-based spiritualities to their principles and purposes in the early 90s. And there are many, many UU churches with a pagan group associated with them. There is also the Covenant of Unitarian Universalist Pagans, which is a nationwide program and a really wonderful one. A lot of UU churches that have pagan groups are also members of CUPS. We aren't. It's just an incidental thing. It's not one thing or the other. We're independent. But a lot of UU churches have pagan groups, and they're very pagan-friendly. We are so lucky because our UU church is probably the most pagan-friendly I've ever seen. All major decisions that are made, UU churches are very democratic. Every year there'll be a big business meeting and all the major decisions are made then, and it's by popular vote. Okay, there's no board of trustees, but they're not making all our decisions for us. all major decisions are put up to the vote by the entire congregation. They are also entirely self-funded. So each congregation has to support itself with contributions from the members. We are lucky in that we have Covenant Woods, which is just about 2 acres of land behind the parking lot at the UU Church, where we have built our circle, and it's also open for use for the entire congregation. We always have at least one, if not two, pagans on the Board of Trustees, and all decisions take us into consideration. About probably 7 years ago now, we were looking to possibly move because our congregation had grown and we were outgrowing our building. Every time we went to look at a new location, half of the congregation would say, well, we can't move here. There's nowhere for the pagans to meet. And they did it for us. I almost never had to say anything like, I don't really like the location.
Mm-hmm.
So we are so lucky that they take us into account, and they love us, we love them, and we are them, and they are us, and it's really nice. The nice thing about having an open circle means that congregation members who have never been to a pagan event before can come and feel at home and feel comfortable, because even though they are the most pagan-friendly congregation on the planet, there are still people who are a little nervous about actually coming to a ritual. They don't know what it's about. But if we say, you are always welcome, and if we see them show up, you go over, take them by the arm, and say, this is what happens. And you can give them a quick rundown, and then they can experience it and go, that was great. And then they feel more comfortable. And they can either continue coming or they just wanted to do it once. Doesn't matter. The thing is to build that community and understand. Our congregation used to have a Buddhist Sangha that met at the church as well. And we shared the woods because they used the walking paths for walking meditation all the time. And that was really lovely too. So there's a nice give and take between the rest of the congregation and the pagan group. Of the 5 elders that run Tribe Natin Tan, 3 of us are very active members. 1 is a member and 1 is not a member at all. And of the pagan group of the tribe, there's only a handful who actually attend church services as well and that are members. So, yeah, I didn't really understand that when I moved up here either. It took me a while to figure out that when I couldn't find the pagans, I kept looking. Of course, there wasn't a whole lot on the internet yet when we moved up here. And what I didn't realize was when I met the UU women and they would say, you should come to our church. I was terrified thinking, oh, God, it's probably a horrible, scary place. And whenever someone says, come to my church, I don't know why, but I find that off-putting. And so it took me longer to find them because I didn't realize when they said, come to church, they meant come to a UU church, which is open and affirming and wonderful and independent and progressive. And that's where the pagan group is.
Yeah. It is fascinating. I was writing some spiritual biography last night, and I was reminiscent of how desperate I was to find the Wiccan churches.
Yeah.
And I was going crazy because I didn't know anyone or anything related to paganism. And I heard the word Wicca, and I was sure there must have been a church, like an actual building. And now I can look back and laugh at myself because I'm like, yeah, you're walking on that church, women. But it's not a building, you know. And it could be hard for some pagans. That's why we're so thankful for Pagans Tonight Radio Network and for Pagans Tonight in Espanol when we did Pagans Tonight in Espanol for so many years. And now to have this opportunity to do the bilingual show, because there's a lot of people out there that might feel lost sometimes and they don't know where to go. And,
yeah.
You know, And Hippie Janet says, I go to a circle group that they call church, but it's really a learning center. A lot of places now, I mean, things have changed in the last 20, 30 years immensely. And part of it is because of the internet. We are more open and we are more able to share. And then it seems like distances are getting shorter and shorter, and more people are getting to know each other and to enjoy time together. And I love the diversity, even within paganism, or even within all these places that are interfaith, like the UU Church and Joliet, or so many other places that they are trying. It is a thing. It's not something that we're making up. Most people are running away from established tradition, religions, and they're trying to find spirit. We all are trying to find spirit elsewhere, not to be told how to experience it, but rather to experience it firsthand without somebody telling you it has to look this way or it has to be this way. And one of the things I used to say in Spanish a lot, and not too long ago I realized I should say it in English too. The only labels that are useful are the ones that you use for sugar and flour. Other than that, labels are, they get in the way. And and if we can play nice and just be respectful of each other's beliefs, then you have wonderful groups like the Tribe Nantinton and the UU Church and places like Circle Sanctuary and other places and other people that are trying to just welcome people who are seekers of spirit and they want to have wonderful experiences and work together. Speaking of Circle, you are related to Circle somehow, yes?
I am. I am hopefully in my last year of the minister training program.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on my practicum and hoping to finish up so I can be ordained soon. It's very exciting. It's a really neat program, too. Yeah, we've had all sorts of really neat people join the program, too, and I'm excited to see it grow and really be codified in it. It's our classes, we conference by phone, and I love it. When we all go to sign off for the night, we're all saying goodnight to each other, and it's like the Waltons. You know, we say goodnight to every person. And I don't always want to hang up. I don't want to cut that connection because I'm really enjoying working with these people. And I love what we're learning.
How long have you been?
I think it's my fourth year.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to go back and check the dates, but yeah, clearly I'm enjoying it because I haven't been in a hurry to finish. Now I'm finally getting anxious to be on the other side of ordination. But I love learning the professional skills. I love working with these people. And we do an awful lot at Pagan Spirit Gathering. That's a semester, essentially, for the ministers in training. I had a friend who tried to get me to go to PSG for years, and I was reluctant to go because it was a week long, and my camping was kind of limited to long weekends or 4 days, you know, and I was a little, I don't know why, plus I had other stuff going on at that time of year, and now I love it. Now I think all festivals should be 8 to 9 days long. In order to go and get your camp set up and go to all the workshops. But this friend of mine told me that PSG was like grad school for pagans. That's where you can go, and that's run by Circle Sanctuary. And it's just the workshops are amazing. And the people and the fun and the music. That's where I see Spiral Rhythm every year at PSG. Yeah.
Well, you know, the 1 year that I was going to be a speaker presenter, that's the year that it didn't happen. We're looking forward for it to happen again, you know, and maybe hopefully we can share more time there. My camping skills are zero, and my insect phobia prevents me from doing a lot of outdoor activities. So, and then of course I have a huge spider living right outside my front door.
Oh.
And yeah, I'm like, okay, thank you for being here. I truly believe that the spider is like an animal of significance in my life.
Yes.
Because of all the webs that I keep building and maintaining and
spinning.
Somehow,
yes.
Somehow I fit in as a spider in so many ways, but I'm terrified by insects in general. And spiders are like, wow. And I know it's an arachnid, it's not an insect, but still, it has more than four legs, and that is enough for me to be freaked out. Ross Jeffco is here, and she says PSG was hot this year. I know, I heard it was like super hot. Janet says, at least the spider is still outside your front door and not inside. Yes, yes, he can stay outside. I'm like, you can't. That's your space out there, and this is my space in here, and let's respect each other. So,
respecting boundaries.
Right. Speaking of announcements, I promised my dear Celia Farron that I was going to do this today, and I don't want to let it go. I don't want to forget. So if you're a fan of Celia Farron, who is a fantastic artist, we
yes.
love her and we admire her a great deal, and she is going to be my co-host on the anniversary show. She's going
oh,
to be
cool.
here with me as a co-host. That's going to be on October 28th. She's going to be joining
right.
us as a co-host. Because she was the very first guest that we have on the show a year ago. And so
wow.
I figured it was just fitting to invite her as a co-host. And we are going to invite people who have been on the show to call. So you're more than welcome to call and let us know how you like or dislike the show. And then she's also coming back on December 26th. And we're going to talk about her music and what she's been doing and all this fantastic shows that she's doing both live, and she's also doing shows online, and they're fantastic and they're so much fun. And she's going to be on the road again pretty soon, so I'm going to talk a little bit about Celia's shows. She's going to be on October 4th at the James Springs, New Mexico, and in a concert. On October 8th, she's going to be on Kansas City, Missouri. It's also a concert that will be streaming live. On October 11th, she will be again in Kansas City, Missouri, doing a voice workshop. On October 12th, she's going to be in Kansas City, Missouri at the Unity Service. On October 16th, she's going to be Phoenix New Vision Center. And on October 23rd, she's going to be on Scottsdale CSL. What is CSL? I don't know what CSL stands for, but
CSL?
Yeah.
That's a very good question.
I don't know. Is that a state? No, I don't think so. I don't know. I'm confused. Me not speaking English. Anyway, and let me tease you a little bit with Celia. That sounded a little weird. Because she's fantastic, and people are already clamoring in the chat room that she's fantastic. So we have quite a few songs by Celia, and one of the ones that I love more than any other is Everyday Goddess. Would you
yes.
like to listen to that?
Awesome. Absolutely.
So let's go listen to Celia, since we cannot be in Phoenix and Scottsdale and all the places she's going to be. But if you have a chance to go see her live, please do so. She's fantastic. A total one-show woman. She does comedy and she does political rants and she brings that little fairy, trestle fairy, and
yes.
it's just hilarious. So we're gonna go with Celia to this that is Everyday Goddess. And we'll be right back in about 3 minutes.
It's really no big deal. And this is Everyday Goddess.
There you have it. I love that song. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for staying here with us. This is Laura Gonzalez. This is Lunatic Mondays, the very first bilingual show for Pagans Tonight Radio Network. And we're happy. We're happy. Yeah, we are happy. Aren't you happy? I'm really happy to have you. My goddess. Okay. This is what happened when you're bilingual and you're in a live show. And let me rewind and play that again. Thank you for staying here with us. This is Lunatic Mondays, the very first bilingual show for Pagans Tonight Radio Network. And we are happy to have you here. See, it was two words and I made them into one.
Well, sure.
That is fantastic. Believe it or not, that happened on the Spanish show too. When we used to have the Pagans Tonight in Español, my co-host and fantastic peeps and peers at Pagans Tonight Radio in Español, Maddie Seven in Lamaduc and Warlock from Argentina and Chile and Argentina, respectively. Our dear Maddie has dyslexia, and sometimes she will mesh words like that, and then sometimes, because my life happens in English, sometimes I will forget or don't know the right word for something in Spanish. And quite often we were making up words. So the word of today is happy. We are happy and to have you here. So the word is happy. Oh, my goodness.
This is how language evolves, Laura.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
Darren is laughing in the chat room. And now I tried to write Habby, and I wrote Hanny. Oh, my God. Habby. There you have it. Habey. We are happy to have you here.
Happy.
We are happy. So, going back to enough shenanigans and enough craziness and enough lunatic for today, Triscoll Trey Show, tell us again, what time, where, and all of that.
Triscoll Trey happens at the Universalist Unitarian Church of Joliet. That's 3401 Jefferson in Joliet, right off Highway 55. And it runs from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come see us.
And come see us. We are going to be doing a worship on Day of the Dead at 11 o'clock. And we're going to be doing a worship on Tarot as a Healing Tool at 2 p.m. There's going to be a fantastic range of vendors and crafters and all these wonderful people and friends that you know, because if you're in Chicago, you know them. If you were in Indiana, you know them. And if you go to Joliet, I'm sure you're going to know them.
You bet.
You know, if you don't recognize the person, just tell them, I know, I love you, but I don't know who you are. It's okay.
Seems to be a
pagan thing. And if it wasn't a pagan thing, today we have made it into a pagan thing.
Right. We have.
Yes. And for people that want to go to the craft show and they want to go to the page on Facebook, I have just posted the link. You can find them on Facebook as Triscoll Trey Craft Vendor Show. Hippie Janet, you said I will know you, right? Yes. I also run into Hippie Janet, and I'm like, I know you, right? And she's like, yeah, I'm Hippie Janet. And I'm like, oh, okay. I know who you are. Yeah. Thank you, Janet, for reminding me that I also did that to you. Gosh. That was supposed to be a secret.
Oops.
Just threw me under the bus. Thank you, Janet. She's laughing. So if you want to get in touch with the tribe, Natinton, there is a group that is called Friends of Tribe Natinton, and the Facebook page group I just posted on the chat room. And also, if you want to directly keep in touch with Sandy, you can shoot her an email at scosta@stfrancisedu. That is stfrancis.edu. Did I spell that correctly?
You did.
Gosh, I'm getting better.
You are.
This English thing is growing on me.
Like a mold or something?
Well, I've only been trying to study English for 35 years. So
don't rush it. Don't rush it. It's very complicated.
No. One day at a time.
Right.
And then we're making it work. So anyway, I hope you all have so much fun. Like, I'm sure Sandy and I have been having fun. We've been laughing a lot. My apologies if the show seemed a little too inside jokey jokes, but that's what happened when your friend comes to the show.
Right. Sorry.
I'm sorry. We can help it.
Right.
And you should see us live. Seriously.
We are very entertaining.
You should come to the Triskel Trade Craft Vendor Show on October 8th and see us live.
Yes.
And then you're going to see what's really, truly to be like with us. And let me just remind you very quickly what's coming for this show in the future. For those who speak English, Aaron Marsh talking about mythology and fairy tales on October 17th. Day of the Dead, show that originally aired on Circle Talk last year, will air on this show on Monday the 31st of October. Since I'm not going to see you live on 31st of October, I wish you a wonderful and blessed Samhain. Remember that the show anniversaries shows are coming up on November 28th. Our dear Celia will be the co-host of this show. For those who speak Spanish, on November 21st, Christian Ortiz will be our co-host. We're going to have Susan Harper on November 14th talking about activism, paganism, and the goddess traditions. And then on November 7th, Dr. Christian Ortiz will be talking about activism, paganism, and goddess traditions on Spanish. October 24th, Dario Ivan Rosati from Argentina will be talking about the I Ching. And on October 10th, Nubia Lasso from El Salvador will be talking about autosustentability. And I don't know, anything else that would you like to say to your listeners, my dear Sandy?
That I hope to see them soon at Triskel Trade. And if that doesn't work, we'll see each other somewhere.
Well, certainly, because she appears randomly in places.
I do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like with a bad penny.
Before we go anywhere, because we didn't talk too much about your jewelry stuff, and it could be that subconsciously you don't want to do a commercial for yourself, and that happens. But I am unapologetically the number one plugger of things. So why don't you plug your jewelry thing? Because people need to know that you make those beautiful pieces of art that you call jewelry. And where can they buy them? Is there an Etsy page? Is there a website? Where can they purchase your stuff?
Well, right now you can come to Triskel Trade. I don't have an Etsy page yet. Thinking about it, I figure, you know, it's only been 30 years. I shouldn't rush into anything. I make jewelry with sterling wire and semi-precious stones, and every now and then an antique gewgaw that I can't resist. I do a lot of work with the stones. My pieces are designed intentionally for healing purposes. I do custom work, and if you come to Triskel Trade, you can fill out my little form, and I will build you your very own Stones for Body and Spirit necklace. Good stuff.
Very good stuff, indeed. So there you have it, folks. Let's go to Joliet this weekend and meet with Sandy and all the wonderful people of Joliet and the tribe. And also to go meet the UU Church and the people there. And I'm sure some of those folks will be walking around and introducing themselves to you. And if you see somebody that you think you know, just go and say, hey, I love you. I know who you are, even if you don't know. Chances are, if they're pagan, they're gonna be saying I love you too. If they don't know you, they will probably push you aside slowly. Don't take it personal.
Right. Ask before you hug.
Yeah, consent. Consent is the magic word. I always open my arms and I say I'm a hugger. But I have had people who said I'm not, and I just hug myself and keep walking. Because there are people who in all seriousness, I know I sound like a goof right now, but in all seriousness, there are people who do not like to be hugged.
Sure.
And we have to respect that. That has
Absolutely.
To be respected. Yep, yep.
Yes.
But we are huggers and kissers.
Uh-huh.
There are pictures.
Yes, there's photographic evidence, yeah.
There's photographic evidence of kissing and hugging. All right. Enough lunacy for one Monday. We like to say thank you to all the people that were on the show today. We had a couple of druids. We have Carolina Ursula Hidalgo. We have Darren. We have Enchantress Kasha. We have a couple of guests. We have Hunter Dowell. I know Darren was here, and he must have fallen off the chat room because Darren was here about a minute ago. And then I didn't see him in the chat room anymore. He probably fell. Somebody throw him a lifesaver or something because he must be there on the floor. Oh, there he is. I couldn't see him. Okay. Did you have enough lunacy for one night?
I think I've had just the right amount.
Yeah, yeah. I see. Darren is like, I'm here. I couldn't see you.
Oh.
He wasn't showing on the thing.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, since we were talking about Cilia and Darren bring it up, Cilia obviously participated on the Green Album, and the Green
yeah.
Album, oh my God, was a fantastic collaboration of artists, pagan artists, and we're going to say goodbye with Cilia because why not? This is bringing
why
in
not?
The light. Exactly. Why not? Thank you so much, Sandy, for being on the show.
Thank you, Laura,
you
my dear.
And just talk to your listeners to come to the Trisco Trace Show. We will see you soon. We will see everyone next Monday for those who speak Spanish. 2 Mondays from today for those who speak English. Good night. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, everyone that listened. Thank you to those who will listen on the archive shows. And never forget that you are love. Good night.
Good night.
You're bringing in the light. Been in the darkness for too long. You're bringing in the light. Bringing in the light by the way of the song. It's the love that gives. Turns to happiness. Bringing in the joy. Bringing in the light. Bringing in the bliss. I'm dropping the worry. I'm dropping the shame. I'm dropping the guilt. I'm dropping the blame. I'm dropping the walls. I'm dropping the windows. Dropping the doors. I'm dropping who's wrong. I'm dropping who's right. I'm dropping my put 'em up and fight. I'm dropping the roof. I'm dropping the porch. I'm dropping the floors. And I'm bringing in the light. Been in the darkness for too long. And I'm bringing in the dropping the plan, I'm dropping the plot, I'm dropping the twist me up in knots, I'm dropping the past prevailing over what's in store, I'm dropping the scarcity of enough, I'm dropping that constellated stuff, I'm dropping the points, I'm dropping the game, I'm dropping the score, and I'm bringing in the light, been in the darkness for too long, yeah, I'm bringing in the light, bringing in
Listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.